Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geis, and John McTavish. How you guys doing?
What's happening?
I wish I was drunk.
All right.
I wish I was drunk.
So today we are talking about the Hamlet 25th Year Salomon. Cigar is 7.62 inches by 58 ring gauge. Comes out of the Tavacusa factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Ecuadorian Habano, binder is Pennsylvania Broadleaf, and the filler is from Nicaragua and Honduras. Blended by Hamlet Paredes, and the price point is $11, and the cigar was released in November of 2018. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your smoking experience like?
All right, let me try to remember. So smoking experience wise, being a Salomon, get to taste all the different portions of the different leaves, which I always enjoy doing. So within that taper portion, I got like a lot of like off the bat, like it was pretty like a rich nuttiness, cream. There's like this musty barnyard aspect to it. After that, it kind of got to like the bigger ring gauge size. I thought that started getting some nice spices, a black pepper spice, some cedar coming through. When I retrohaled the cigar, I got more of that black pepper bite, cedar, and more of that rich nuttiness. I thought the finish was pretty short. Cedar, black pepper on the rear palate, strength and body medium. And kind of working through the cigar within the second third, I felt like the spice kind of progressively got weaker, and there's less of that like spice bite, I guess, and it just highlighted more of that creamier, nuttier characteristics of the cigar, which is a good thing. By the time I got to the last cigar, I felt like there was a bit of an unpleasant harshness to the overall profile, so that was a bit of a letdown, and also the strength started to kind of kick up to that medium full mark. In terms of construction, I rated the burn to be good. So, not the best, it's not the worst. Just one notch above being average, mainly due to the wrapper not really burning. So I had to do a few touch-ups. Other than that, it was pretty good. And the draw was absolutely perfect.
All right, Seth, how about you? What was your smoking experience like?
Yeah, first third really began with a nice sweet spice flavor profile. It's getting some floral qualities. I don't know what people thought was crazy. I told you guys I was getting some honeydew notes. Then I had some graham cracker qualities, and the finish was just a little bit more honey and some soft white pepper. I thought it was kind of a medium strength and body cigar when it began. Really good construction. I got into the second third, increase in the spice profile from before. There was some salty meat qualities with that, and it had some sweet cream and cedar. I was still getting that honeydew as well, so it's medium strength of body. I think the flavors kind of picked up in the second third. And then when I went into the final third, it just went to shit. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can say that.
Just the flavor profile just vanished. There's some soft cream notes with some herbal and floral and wood qualities, but it just really just kind of went sour and just went downhill. Strength and body were kind of around the medium level. Construction was good though throughout. John?
Well, it sounds like my Hamlet 25th experience was kind of somewhere between June's and Seth's. I got that sweetness right off the hop. So like June was saying, before you kind of get to the hump. And then got the honey, baking spices. I also found the cigar to have a fairly short and clean finish. I got a frog in my throat tonight. Sorry. Yeah. Not,
you got a boot anyways.
It's been too many weeks. I'm not ready for the show. Then I got a really defined honey sweetness. So, it wasn't just a generic sweetness. It was like specifically like a spoonful of honey. And I think the first third for me had a lot of really good complexity. I enjoyed it. It was, balanced. There's some creaminess, there's some nuttiness. There was a little bit of light clover kind of out of the middle of nowhere. So for me, I rated the first third on the Hamlet good. Middle third, I agree. Everything kind of fell off. So the baking spices just immediately started to lose all their strength. There was an aged wood that was pleasant, but not overly complex. A little bit of sweet hay, some drying component to the wood as it kind of set in, and then really by the end of the middle third, the baking spices kind of came back, but for me, it was kind of a little too late. The last third, again, more of the first sort of three quarters of the middle third, where it was just really straightforward with dry hay and cedar and just not a lot of complexity and not a lot going on. It wasn't boring, but you know, when you're smoking a Salamone that's this big, you kind of want a more flavor profile. In terms of burn and construction, I actually had a really great experience. Burn was slightly wavy before it got to the hump, and then it evened out, and it was pretty much perfect all the way through. Bright white ash. If you care about ash, you could probably give extra points for that, I would think. And then on the draw, maybe a half notch into the resistance spectrum, but like that's just me being nitpicky. Aaron, what was your experience like?
Yeah, for me, it started out with cedar, mustiness, baking spice. I was getting random hints of a floral note. As the burn line was kind of reaching that largest ring gauge portion of the bulb, floral note became a steady player. Inch and a half, floral notes, even with the cedar up front. Mustiness is just behind those. Baking spice, really faint. Retrohale's kind of got that floral note up front. Cedar and mustiness in the background. As the first surge wrapping up, cedar and floral note still up front. Mustiness, slightly increased baking spice in the background. Strength is kind of slightly below medium. Then getting into the second third, cedar moves a little bit ahead of the floral note. Baking spice and mustiness are even in the background. The cedar gains a little bit of char about a half inch in, makes the floral note kind of hard to detect. About an inch in, a little bit of pepper kind of joins in, mixes in with that charred cedar and the mustiness. Retrohale still got charred cedar in there, mustiness, and a faint floral note still. And as the second third is wrapping up, a little bit of bitterness joins in with the charred cedar and the mustness, and strength bumps up to medium. Finishing out, cedar transitions over to oak, still carrying a little bit of that char. Mustiness and bitterness still continue on. Bitterness really only present on the finish at about a half inch in. Retrohale's oak and mustiness with a faint floral note still there. And then the oak becomes a little bit fuller as the cigar's wrapping up. And that's pretty much it. Strength bumps up slightly above medium. In regards to construction, the burn line was pretty wavy throughout, required a couple of touch-ups to keep things going. The cigar also went out on me twice, requiring relights. Ash did hold on an inch and a half increments. In regards to the draw, it was pretty snug. I even did a few additional cuts on it just to see if I could ease it up, but no joy there. So overall, June, what were your thoughts on this one?
Hamlet is known for this Salamone size quite a bit by all the Cuban cigar lovers, of course. So, you know, I think within his first line he did, he made a Salamone, right?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. So every time I, you know, see a Salamone that has Hamlet's name on it, you know, there's definitely excitement involved, and typically a bit of a letdown afterwards I smoke it. But I don't know. I felt like this is an okay cigar. It had a couple of good couple of first thirds to it. But, you know, it's I know he's not working with Cuban tobacco anymore, so I can't expect that as unrealistic expectations. But, you know, just using whatever I guess Rocky has access to, even doing that, I mean, which I assume is a pretty decent array of tobacco, I still feel like it could be better. It's not a bad cigar. It's a decent, good cigar. For $11 for like Salamone is a really good price. But, you know, flavor enjoyment level, not exactly quite there for me.
All right, Seth, what are your overall thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I was, you know, really disappointed with it. I thought it lacked a lot of transitioning in depth. I think the fact that it was a Salamone really even hurt the cigar more. John said it, June, you said it, you can't make a Salamone like this. You're not going to be successful in doing it. And I don't care what the price point is. you know, at the same time, I don't think Rocky's giving Hamlet the best tobacco. So I'm not surprised by it, but it's just, no, I thought if you look at this as a Salamone, it's really disappointing.
All right, John, what were your overall thoughts?
I don't know how much I can add. I mean, it is disappointing because Salamone and the Flying Pig are kind of Hamlet's signature vitolas. So, you know, maybe he's held to a higher standard because I'm expecting more out of the cigar, which is probably true. I think the first third was good, and it's really disappointing that the second and middle and the last third weren't up to the same level. I kind of would have expected, at least in a cigar this size, the middle third to be as good as the first third. So it, you know, wasn't a bad experience. It was just unfortunately a very average experience for the kind of cigars that are on the market, which is not what you expect with a cigar that's emblazoned as a 25th anniversary.
Yeah, I mean, I you know, echo your sentiments. You know, first third was good, second third from on was, you know, average for me. And, you know, for me, babysitting the burn was a bit of a turnoff. You know, for the size of the cigar compared to the cost, you know, there's some value there, but, I don't know. I mean, I'd be up for smoking it again, you know, seeing if I got a better burn and all that stuff to see if I had a better experience, but I'm not going to chase after this cigar. It's, there's not no reason, especially with all you guys' opinion stone in there as well. So
I don't think you're going to have to chase after the cigar anyways.
Yeah.
Ouch. Shots fired.
At the top. We'll start at the top. June.
Boom.
6.62. John, you were next at 6.10. I was third at 5.40, and then Seth gave it a 5.13. So June, 6.62.
Well, it's a good score. I mean, I was debating between like the second, third being average or good, and I ultimately landed with good because, you know, maybe Hamlet will hook me up with some of those Cuban tobacco that he. I'm just kidding. it's a good score, but I'm just. You know, I'm disappointed. You know, even with like a, you know, 6.7 or so, it's not going to go anywhere in terms of like top listings that we have.
Right.
So, you know, that's basically my barometer for the year if it's going to hit my top 25. And I know this is not going to.
Yep. All right, John, 6.10.
Yeah, I think in terms of flavor profile, this is really a 5.7 something. Really what carried the cigar in terms of our scoring system is that the burn and construction were flawless. And I think that's really what brought it into the six mark. And that's not me knocking on the cigar. It's just, if you judge this cigar based on flavor, it just doesn't land in the sixes, unfortunately. Aaron?
Yeah. And I had a 5.40. So, you know, slightly above average flavor profile because that first third was good. Construction, not so great. So that's kind of what brought it down a little bit. So my score definitely matches up with my experience. So 5.13, Seth.
Yeah. I mean, it's, started out good and then it quickly went downhill. Construction and draw is what saved it.
Yep. Any other final thoughts on the cigar from you guys?
Don't hate me, Hamlet. I love you, brother.
Hamlet ain't gonna watch it. You know, this is my theory on this. So is it possible that Hamlet is just working with Ron Tobacco?
Well, sure, of course it is.
Yeah, so pop them down at, let's say, like LT Times Bronze in Miami, or pop them down at, you know, Aganorsa. What would he produce? Like, I think Willie Herrera's most success he's had is when he's doing stuff in Miami, not down at Nicaragua.
Tell AJ to send a couple bundles to him. Bet he could work some magic.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, it's what I'm just curious about.
Yeah, but
yeah, go ahead, June.
I mean, he's a good roller. There's no doubt about that. So if he gets access to decent tobacco, he's gonna. He has a palate, right? So he's gonna do some good. He's just, I don't know. I just assume Rocky, with all that, you know, all that money and the into his company, like, he's gotta have something good.
So here's the question.
Yeah, does Rocky save all the tobacco for stuff with a Rocky Patel name on it, or do you think he's gonna give him and put something on Hamlet?
I mean, how many good cigars does Rocky has his own name on it? Not many that I know of.
Yeah, but still.
55.
No, 55 ain't. But
Decade.
Yeah.
Decade from the fucking 90s.
Who does Rocky want a Rocky Patel to win Cigar of the Year by Cigar Aficionado, or does he want Hamlet?
Oh, it depends how much marketing fees he has it budgeted.
Oh.
I mean, I haven't looked to see, is there any Rockies that have been reviewed in the first couple of months? I checked last month.
Aaron and I reviewed, what, the Old World Reserve?
Yep. No, not you guys. You guys don't matter. We're talking Cigar Aficionado.
Oh, yeah.
The big boys, you know, the people that actually move the market. Not us little fries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, so what are you saying? The question is, when the news came out that Hamlet was going to join Rocky, based on the cigars that we've smoked, was that not the expectation? Did you have a different expectation of what was going to happen?
I was expecting to have top tier releases with Rocky Patel and honest to goodness, no word of a lie, I was expecting Rocky to start showing up on top 25 lists consistently year over year, but not for his product, but the product that Hamlet's making.
I just didn't see it.
I mean, I was expect. That was my dog. I was expecting more success for Hamlet. You know, I think when you bring someone in like that, you'd want them to succeed. Just let him, you know, let him go play with whatever he wants to go play with. But instead, I think Hamlet's had two releases, the Tabaquero and 25th, that have just been busts.
I think my expectation is exactly what's happened. It was like he's not going to have the resources that he had. And it sounds weird. He's in a country that has, you know, whatever issues it has, but he was more successful. He produced a better product. And then coming to here where he has way more freedom, he can't produce a product as good.
Go Cuba.
we'll get to that a little bit later tonight, but
that sugar cane.
No, the funny thing is that everyone always complained in Cuba about his Cuban custom rolls being too strong. Everyone said they were just too strong for them, and I always laughed because
lots of Cuban smokers are.
Yeah, they're babies. Yeah. Get a palate. Get some balls.
Get some cojones.
Some cojones.
All right, we'll wrap this up so we don't make it a 1 hour whole show. But, Roger that. If you just catch this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
Cojones.